Hi everyone, I hope you guys are doing well today. I want to start off by saying that today's topic is going to be a bit controversial. Today's topic is all trauma is childhood trauma. I want to start off by talking about trauma that occurred in adulthood. I want to explain how that trauma connects to their childhood. I would consider adult trauma to be a re-traumatization of a childhood trauma. It doesn't mean that it's not painful, it just means you're re-experiencing the same emotions. That does not necessarily mean that you're experiencing the same exact circumstances. What we want to keep in mind is that the emotion that that individual felt in their childhood is going to be reflected through that experience or that re-traumatization in their adulthood. And I know that this might seem far-fetched for some of you, but there is a way for you to figure out how it connects to your childhood. And this is something that you can do for yourself. So we're just gonna give an example here. Let's say that something traumatic happened to a 23-year-old person, is that they are going to link this trauma to their childhood emotional experience. The emotion will either be the same as the childhood emotion, or it will be an intensification of the childhood emotion. So this individual would have to be willing to go and feel their emotions. So they're going to close their eyes. They're going to connect to this feeling that they're feeling. They're going to try to be completely present with themselves, no matter how difficult or how painful it is. This was a traumatic experience. We know that it's not going to be a pleasant emotion. Okay, so then they're going to feel that feeling. At some point, that feeling should decrease because they're actually being present with their emotions. And that's what naturally occurs to emotions when we are actually receptive to them. Okay, at this point, now that the emotion has subsided slightly, we're going to ask, when was the first time I felt this feeling? I'm going to start off by explaining the different types of things that different individuals might experience in this particular aspect of this exercise. Some individuals might see images of their childhood experiences. Some individuals might not. Some individuals might just have feelings, such as an intensification of that emotion. Some individuals might not even have cognitively understand what age that trauma occurred in. Regardless, if you are able to trace it back in time when the first time you felt this was or not, you're still actually healing the emotion. So you don't have to worry about being stuck in this pattern or this emotion. You are resolving it just by feeling it. Other individuals might have some sort of intuitive knowing about how old they are. I'll give you an example for myself. I usually will have intuitive feeling about my age and either an intensification of the emotion as well, like a mixture, but I will usually not get images. People process things differently, people's brains work differently, which is totally fine. Some individuals that are going to be doing this exercise here, when you ask yourself, when was the very first time that I felt this exact same feeling? Instead of being given the first time you felt this feeling, you might be given another adult version of yourself. When I mean that all trauma is connected to childhood trauma, I mean from the age of conception to about 8 years old is the age range that you would have your trauma occur in. So in the case that an individual doesn't receive a younger version of themselves in the meditation, that just means that your body has experienced so much trauma in this particular area that it would be very healing for you as an individual to heal individual aspects of that instead of going directly to the origin of the trauma. Honestly, giving your body what your body needs and what your body wants is actually the best way to heal. But I will tell you that by allowing your body to naturally process in the way that it wants to process, by being allowed to have the time that it needs and that it deserves, you get so much more satisfaction from your life than you would by trying to force yourself to feel, to get out of something as fast as possible. So this is important to keep in mind here, because we want to learn to treat ourselves like our best friend, someone who wants what is best for us. And you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to go from 0 to 100, but just recognizing that distance that you have towards your feelings and towards your pain, that might actually be a good way to start. That might actually be where you might need to start off this journey before figuring out that your trauma might be linked to your childhood. And if that's something you need, that's totally fine. But for the rest of us here, I want to talk about the benefits of being able to get to the origin of your trauma here. Being able to get to the origin of your trauma not only stops you or prevents you from re-experiencing the same level of trauma, it actually kind of shifts your whole pattern altogether here. So that instead of experiencing negative situations, you will start to experience positive situations. You will start to experience better friendships, better relationships, less unfair circumstances. It will usually be a little bit closer to the opposite of what you have experienced in your childhood. I'm gonna give you an example. Okay, so if you have abandonment issues and you go through this process, find the very first time you've experienced this trauma, feel it, then let's say at some point in your life here, you get into your first relationship where you do not feel emotionally or physically abandoned. And that's the benefit of doing this type of work. You literally get the opposite experience of what you've felt, and you don't have to feel horrible having to try to emotionally process or trying to figure out why things always happen to you. Once you clear that karma, or whatever you would like to call it, emotional pattern or trauma, you're basically free to experience whatever you want to experience. You don't have to feel like you have to get everything right in your life in order for you to feel better about your life. I do offer some emotional processing on my website here. I will have a link in the description box below. Here it is. You can just add it to your cart. And here's a description. I also have reviews.
If you can do this much for yourself, your life is going to do this much more for you. And that's the benefit of being in a time-space reality that revolves around the law of attraction. If you put more effort into yourself, this world will put more effort into you. And your life will feel much more fulfilling and happy. So I hope I helped you guys. I hope you guys took something away from this. If you guys have any questions, you can comment down below, and I'll see you guys next week.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Have a good day, everyone.